Yevamos Perek Zayin Mishnah Dalet. Now this Mishnah is going to deal with people that passel a woman, meaning if she's a Bas Kohen, they would passel her from continuing to eat Shruma. Also, they're not going to allow her to eat if she was a Bas Yisrael and she was becoming married to a Kohen or was married to a Kohen. Let's see what the cases are. A Uber, when there's a fetus, when she's pregnant, it's going to passel her both ways. Like the Rab points out, if she's a Bas Kohen, she does not go back to her father's house to continue to eat Shruma, even if her husband died, because it says kin'ureha, like her youth, she goes back to her father's house, just like her youth. It comes to exclude a muberes, and also if she's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, and he dies, normally if she has children, like we said in the past, she can continue to eat Shruma, but an Uber is not a child yet, and she cannot eat Shruma until he's born. Vayavam, if she's a Bas Kohen, and her husband dies, and then she falls to Yibum to somebody else, she also doesn't go back to her father's house, because the Rav points out that she has to be able to return to her father's house, and this, she can't return because she's connected to the Yavam. Va'erusin, like the Rav points out, if she's a Bas Kohen, that's an Arus to Yisrael, she's possible because he was kind to her. Because the Torah says, U'Bas Kohen ki Tihiyah l'Ishzar, so this is under the category of Tihiyah. And if it's a Bas Yisrael, that's just an Arus to a Kohen, but he didn't complete the Nisuin yet, so really, midiraisa, she's able to eat Shruma from the time of Erisin. But the problem is, we know that she's not going to live with him yet. She's going to be in her family's house. And we're afraid that even though she can eat Shruma, she's going to feed her relatives Shruma. And obviously she can't, because they're not Kohanim. V'acheresh. If a cheresh, we're dealing with somebody that can't speak or hear, his kedushin is not kedushin midiraisa. Only midirabanan, they're masakin that it is a good kedushin. Therefore, if a Bas Kohen, let's say, marries a cheresh, she's puzzle, because midirabanan, it's a good marriage. And if she's a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, that's a Cheresh, she can't eat Truma because it's not really married Midiraisa, because it's not kind to her. Uben Teisha Shanim Yom Echad. This the Rav explains is talking about somebody that's Pasul to Kuna that's 9 years in one day, that he's, let's say, he has relations with a Kohenes, or really anybody, even a Bas Yisrael or Leviya, he passels her from eating Truma, as long as he's Pasul to Kuna, because his Bia is called a Bia when he's 9 years and one day. That's called a Bia, but anything less than that is not even called a Bia. So he passes it, but on the flip side, if she's a Bas Yisrael, and then she gets married to a Kohen that's only 9 years in one day, she can't eat Shruma, because it's not really a full Kenyan. So all these cases, like we said, Paislin, they passel if she's a Bas Kohen, Volom Machilin, and she cannot eat Shruma if she's a Bas Yisrael. Suffik Shu Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad, Suffik She'ino, if we're Mesupik, whether he's 9 years in one day or not. And the Rab points out, we treat him like the younger, and therefore we passel him. Suffik Hevi Shtei Cyrus, Suffik Shalom Hevi, the Suffik whether he had two pubic hairs or not. Now, it's unclear, Taisanta points out, what the Rav is saying here. It seems to be a mistake in the Girsa of the Rav, because there are really two Mahalchim in the Rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam, about what this means. We're just going to go with Rashi now, that we're dealing with a Bas Kohen that has Mureses to a Kohen that we're not sure if he has Shtei Cyrus. Because if he doesn't have Shtei Cyrus, she can continue to eat Shuma, and if he does, she cannot. Nafal Abayis Alav Al Bas Achiv. Or, you have, let's say you have a case where a house falls on him and on his niece. And he also had another wife. So now, Yibum falls to his brother, meaning the father of the girl, and we're not sure. Ve'en yadua ezemehen meisrishon, we don't know which one died first. Was it the woman, meaning the live person's daughter? And if that's the case, now that his brother dies, he can marry this woman that's remaining, because she's not a tsaras erva. Or, if first his brother died, now you had two people fall to Yibum, one is his own daughter, and one is this other woman. So they'd be both potter from Yibum and Chalitza, because that would be a Tsaras Erva. So since it's a Safek, Tsarasa Chaletzas Velomis Yabemes. So we go to Chumran, she does Chalitza and not Yibum, and the Rab points out that this case is just brought Agav, all the other cases that we see that we go Safek L'Chumra.